Psalm 145. I'll tell you what's the fact. It's a blessing just to get to stand and preach. Paul said, I thank the Lord that he counted me worthy to be put in the ministry. I thank the Lord for that tonight. Thank him for what he's done for me. I thank him for where he's taken me from and put me to this point. I tell you what's the fact. April 17th, 1994, God changed my life. I praise his name for it. And I want to do that tonight. I want to talk about him. I want to talk about the Lord tonight. Psalm 145. I just want to read the first verse. The Bible says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. I think about old David here. He's the king there, and he's writing about the Lord. And what I kind of get from it is he doesn't care what anybody else thinks about him. He doesn't care what anybody thinks about the Lord. He's going to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. He's going to lift up the name of the God, of the Lord. He said, it doesn't care what you do. He said, I'm going to lift up the name of the Lord. I'm going to extol the name of the Lord. And that means that means he'll lift him up. He's going to exalt him. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That means he's going to be known everywhere. And I'm glad of that tonight. The Bible says to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Hey, you know, sometimes we don't want to tell people what's going on, what's wrong in their life. Why? Because it might offend them. Better to be offended than lost. Amen. It also means higher, that word extol. It means higher. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. I'm glad that the Bible tells us that their rock is not like our rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. They got a little R. We got a great big R. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it also is promotion. It means for promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south. And guess where that leaves? The north. Amen. Praise the Lord. And who's sitting on the sides of the north? That's the Lord God himself. So I want to exalt him tonight. And I want to tell you a little bit about him tonight. The Bible says that it says, every day will I bless thee and I will praise thy name forever and ever. I like that. Every day we ought to bless the Lord. Every day we ought to praise the Lord. Every day we ought to tell somebody about the Lord. He says, one generation shall praise thy name, thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. We ought to be telling people about how good he is, how great he is, how wonderful he is, his mighty acts. From one generation to another, what does that mean? That means I need to tell my kids. They need to tell their kids. They need to tell their kids. There was a time in Joseph's day, I believe it was, that right after Joseph died, so there arose a king that knew not Joseph nor his God. What happened? Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody didn't keep telling about one generation to the next about how good God is. But let me just tell you just a few things about him. Number one, there ain't nobody like him. Praise the Lord. Bible says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last, and beside me there is no God. He said, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye, even my witnesses, is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. And if he don't know of any other God, I sure don't, because he's a whole lot smarter than I am. Amen. There ain't nobody like him. He said, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? You know, here's the thing. He is great. That's what the Bible says. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I think about this. I think about these men and men and women all around the world and all throughout the ages. They go to the ground, they mine gold and silver and brass, and they take it and they melt it and they purify it and they form it into these images. And then they fall down before it as if it were a god. How foolish is that? What kind of a god is that? That you can make yourself. That's what people are doing every day. That's why there's so many different religions. They're all around this world, all over the place. Because they say, my God would never send anybody to hell. Well, yeah, you're right. Your God would never do that. But the God of the Bible does. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. They fall down before these images. And yet these images have eyes, and they cannot see. They have ears, and they cannot hear. They have a mouth that cannot speak. They have hands that cannot touch. But I'm going to tell you about my God tonight. He sees me and he knows where I'm at. And he hears me when I'm hurting and he hears me when I call. Praise the Lord. And he's got a mouth that can speak to me and help me in that balm in Gilead. And not only that, he's got arms that can hold me up and hug me up. And that's when I cry, Abba, Father. I call him my daddy. He's not just my father. He's my daddy. Praise God. He's somebody intimate. He's part of me. I'm part of him. Flesh of his flesh. Bone of his bone. We're together. You can't take us apart. I'm glad of that tonight. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. But you know what? Verse 8 says the Lord is gracious. And I like this part. The Lord is gracious. You know what that word gracious means? It means to stoop down as to an inferior. Now think about that. That'll get you about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what he did for me. Praise the Lord. He took me out of a horrible pit. Took me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock. Gave me and put a new song in my heart. He did something for me nobody else did. He brought me up. He stooped down farther than I could reach up. And he brought me out. I like that. He lifted me out. The choir sings. I love that. It was one of the very first songs I ever heard when I came here. And I've loved it ever since. Amen. But he's gracious. He's gracious to stoop down in kindness. He gives us mercy. He gives us grace. He gives us that which we do not deserve, and he does not give us that which we do deserve. I am so glad of that. Verse 9 says, the Lord is good. You know what that word good means? It means precious. Boy, I tell you, he's precious, isn't he? I like being able to pray here. And I heard a dear missionary friend of mine say it one time. He would pray down here sometimes, and I'd hear him say, thank you, Lord, for letting me bow around this altar with people of like precious faith. Boy, it's precious faith, isn't it? More precious than gold. The precious promises that we have. And I'll tell you what, Peter himself, he talked to the Lord. He saw him. He walked with him those 3.5 years. He could tell you about something that's precious. And that was the Lord himself. It also means that he's sweet. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Amen. But the last thing, I'm going to just give you this. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Second to the last thing. You know what that word righteous means? It means you can't lay a charge to him. You can charge me. I tell the prisoners in the prison, I said, somewhere in some county courthouse in the basement there is, or someplace in a filing cabinet, there's a charge sheet. And they've got your name written down there. They've got the charge, maybe charges. And they've got the fine, they've got the sentence, they've got the entrance date. They've got all kind of records about that. But let me tell you, when Jesus saved my soul, he took that charge sheet out. Never was there. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Who can lay the charge to God's elect? Praise the Lord. There's no charge against me. And you can't charge him. No matter what he does, you cannot charge him. I cannot charge him. He's righteous. He's just and he's holy. He's holy. But the very last thing is, the Lord is nigh. Y'all know what that means. He's right there. He's right there. I like about old Peter walking on the water. And here's the thing, is when he got out of the boat, he got out of the boat when it was raging. The winds were whipping. The waves and the spray was stinging him in the face. And he got out of the boat anyhow to go to Jesus. He did have a little problem there. He started sinking. But beginning to sink, he didn't wait until he was glug, glug, glug going on the third time. Beginning to sink, he said, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus extended his hand and got him. He was close enough. He was close enough. The Bible says that his hand is stretched out still. Always there. Always ready to help us. The Lord is nigh. I don't know what you need tonight, but I need him just as close as I can get him. I was praying this afternoon, Lord, I am so sorry that I don't want you as much as I should. Lord, help me to thirst after you. Lord, I want to want you more and more. Forgive me for being so cold. Forgive me for being so dead. I want to thirst. I want to be as close to him as he is to me. Amen. You've heard about the story about the couple in the pickup truck. They start off, you know, when they're dating, they're real close together. Later on, the wife's over here, and Her husband's still driving along. She says, honey, you remember when we used to, back years ago, we used to be real cuddled up next close to one another? And he gets to tell her, I didn't move. Amen. Y'all know that story, but that's the way it is. The Lord says, I didn't move. He's still in the driver's seat. He's nigh. I just want to extol his name. I want to lift him up tonight. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. We need to be lifting up the name of Jesus all over the place. Thank you, Pastor.